This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves under Thy mighty hand today. Tonight, just to thank You and praise You for Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love. Just thank You, precious Father, for everything that You have done, is doing, and will do this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for Thy glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And, Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, God is a good God and worthy to be praised. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow with Prophetess Lisa Tebow coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. We thank God for His word tonight. We thank Him. We thank God because He's a God that sits high and looks low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful and thankful. And hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. If you have your Bible, we'd like you to go to the book of Psalms 34, verse 4. And also, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. In the word of God, in Psalms 37, verse 4, the word says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of His word. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will abide forever and ever. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that be listening tonight and those that be listening at a later date, we thank God for the privilege to come to you in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God through the use of the internet that we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach out on a global level. We thank God because He seemed fit that we're still here in the land of the living, that we're on top of the ground not on top of us. We thank God for the ability to talk, the ability to bring forth His word. God can use anybody. I thank God for allowing me, a little old me, Maurice, Louisiana, being able to blow the trumpet of Zion and proclaim the gospel. Thank you for giving me boldness to speak His word in spirit and in truth. I also want to thank God for my wife tonight, because teamwork makes life, ministry, and dream work. And God have graced us to be able to bring forth His word in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Tonight, just for these next few minutes, I would like for you to pray for me and with us as we bring forth the word. Tonight we're going to be talking about what do your spiritual passion says about you? What do your spiritual passion says about you? People of God, having a love for God is more seen and desired than in any Christian act. This is because outward religion and action can be faked, but our deepest desires cannot be. In the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, it says, "Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure." What do your spiritual passion say about you? Child of God, sinful desires manifest themselves in sinful actions and words. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. Child of God, sinful desires manifest themselves in sinful actions and words. Beloved, a heart that is bent on sinfulness, selfishness, pursuit, will trample anyone who gets in the way. Self-centered desires lead into all sorts of troubles and problems. But the gospel of Jesus Christ confronts these sinful desires head on. People of God, Jesus Christ died on a cross, not merely to self-improve us, but to recreate us from the inside out. And that in itself includes our unseen desires and motivation. You see, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." What do your spiritual passion say about you? Especially for a child of God, a follower of Christ. By God regenerating grace, new desires begin to emerge, to come out of us as a believer of Christ. You desire to commune, to associate with God, our Father, to spend time with him, and to learn about him in the Word of God, the Bible. What do your spiritual passion says about you? Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 15, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage," again, to fear, "but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." This verse of scripture let us know that when we give our life to Christ, when we come back to God, the Father, the one that have created us by his Son, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus made it possible for us to come back in fellowship with God, the Father. Yes, as a born-again believer, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You know, that bondage that we was tangled up in before Christ, that bondage of sin that had plagued our lives, that had caused us to be out of fellowship with God, because God do not look upon sin. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sins that have us in bondage. After being born again and becoming a child of God on a spiritual level, our spiritual eyes have been opened. Our heart has been changed. Through this, we receive the spirit of adoption, whereby the spirit of the Lord that abides within us as a born-again believer cries out, Abba, Father. As a believer of Christ, you have experienced great delight in gathering with people, with God's people in church on Sunday mornings and midweek service. Your delight is to live in obedience to God's will. 1 Samuel 15:22, B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So remember, to love God is more seen in your desire than in any Christian act. You see, God likes our true, pure desires. When we as believers of Christ have a priority in our desire, he has our heart. Child of God, your heart should be driven by new desires for God. What do your desires, your spiritual passion say about you? Always be mindful of this, that in the Christian heart, in the Christian heart, spiritual war break out. The flesh, which is the fountain of all desires, and the spirit, which is the fountain of the new desires, they war against one another. So, child of God, our faith in Christ introduced us to the conflict of the Christian life. It is a conflict of passion. In this conflict, you will get exposed to the sense of desire that entices you. What are your spiritual desires in your life for Christ? God is a good God. God is a good God. And he's merciful. He's gracious. He is a God that sits high and looks up. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, we are serving a good God, a God that is concerned about our each and every need in our lives, a God that desire for us to make it more than we want to make it. Again, as a born-again believer, we will experience new delight on a spiritual level when we gather with God's people in church on Sunday mornings and midweek service. Yes, our desire is to live in obedience to God's will. Remember this above all others. To love God is more seen in your desire than in any Christian act. You see, God likes our true natural, pure desires. When God has a priority in our desire, he has our heart. So, child of God, your heart should be driven by new desires for God. What do your spiritual passion say about you? Always be mindful of this, that in the Christian faith, your heart is what God is mainly concerned of. Child of God, our faith in Christ is introduced to the conflict of the Christian life. It is a conflict of passion. In this conflict, you will get exposed to the sense of desire that entices you. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 17, it says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so you cannot do the things that you would. What do your spiritual passion say about you? Brothers and sisters of Christ, the tension between old desires and the new desires birthed into the Christian life yet another new desire. It is the desire to be free from the presence of sin and to live in the physical presence of Jesus Christ. Yes, this is the pleasure of heaven that we see. I'm going to say this again. Brothers and sisters of Christ, the tension between the old desire and the new desires birth in our Christian life yet another new desire on a spiritual level. The desire for us as born-again believers to be free from the presence of sin and to live in the physical presence of Jesus Christ. This is the pleasure of heaven that we, as God's children, are seeking. In the book of Psalms 16, verse 11, it says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures evermore." What do your spiritual desires say about you? Beloved, this is a new desire for heaven, the desire to enjoy God himself, has become a potent, powerful force in the Christian's heart. Believers of Christ, in this life, we get a foretaste of spiritual joy in Christ by faith, because we live in anticipation of joy, of the joy to come. This is what is meant by living a life of desiring God. Yes, when we look around us and we see that this earth is a can on a daily basis, we as children of God must understand that we are pilgrims, passing through, going to another place that has been prepared for us. John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Because where I am, you may be also. Yes, what do your spiritual desire says about you? It is good to know that the God that we serve, he's awesome. What do your spiritual desire say about you? Oh God, the pleasure, the promise of pleasure will lead your searching heart somewhere. I will say that in the book of Proverbs 10, verse 24. It says, the fear of the wicked will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. That's something to be excited about, to know that the God that we serve, he loves us enough. He loves us so much and enough that if we stay in obedience to him by faith, that our desire shall be granted. It may not be at a time that we expect it, but it'll be in a time where God sees fit that you and I, every born-again believer of Christ, if we're in it to win it in time, our desire, according to God's will be granted. So, child of God, apart from Christ, we have to always remember that our sinful and self-centered pleasures will lead you towards unimaginable pain and eternal judgment away from the presence of the Lord. But remember, in Christ, no matter how strong those desires tug at you, your sins have all been paid for. You have been covered with God's righteousness. And as a result of God's saving grace, you will find in yourself new spiritual desires that only God himself can satisfy. Because Christ died and Christ rose from the dead. So, child of God, you will find in Christ that every eternal pleasure you can imagine has been prepared on your behalf. Yes, they are yours. Your life in Christ today is to be lived in anticipation of the future, the eternal joy that will be showered on you beyond your wildest imagination. As you live in the presence of God in Christ for all eternity. Question still remains. What do your spiritual desires say about you? We are reminded in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Child of God, when it comes to spiritual growth, we must desire, when it comes to spiritual growth, desire is the primary fuel in order for us to grow in the things of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, like newborn babes, crave the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your Christian walk and salvation. Jesus said that only those who desire deeply, spiritually, and who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be totally satisfied. Believers of Christ, child of God, if desire is the fuel for spiritual growth, then you need a plan in order for growth to increase in your life on a spiritual basis. People of God, when we get hungry enough for God on a spiritual level, He will help us to develop a deep desire for others also, in order for them to encounter the God of the universe. God never meant for us to stay isolated as children of His in our pursuit of God. God wants us to find the land, the brokenhearted and hurting ones, and bring them to the Savior knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God knows the desire of your heart, because He's always looking into your heart to see if you desire Him. Word says in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9, the B part of the verse, it says, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the imagination of the thoughts. Yes, what do your spiritual desire say about you? Put your passion in its place. Believer of Christ, you can push through anything when you have spiritual desire. Precious Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you that your word is already established. Your word, precious Father, will stand. Heaven and earth will pass away, but thy word will stand forever. Help us, Lord, to build us up in the faith. Build us up to where we are weak. Deliver us in areas where we need deliverance. Help us to overcome. Strengthen us in all areas of our lives. Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Yes, the God that we serve, He is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. All praise, glory, and honor belongs to Him in all areas of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, we thank God for you tonight. We appreciate everything that you have. Hallelujah. Keep praying for us, and we pray for you. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. Good night.